Sometimes people like to get compliments and they fish for compliments. Once a son went to his father and said, "Dad, teach me, how did you raise such a good and intelligent son?" And the father says, "I didn't. You'll have to ask your grandfather how to do that." Of course, this is just a little humor, but often we, looking at ourselves, feel unfulfilled. Something is missing, we say. If only I had that car, that would make me fulfilled. If only I had that job, that would make me fulfilled. If only. And today's gospel is about God saying, look at the birds. The birds don't shop, but he says, in all their glory, Solomon was never arrayed like one of these. In other words, the natural beauty that every one of us has is more profound than any clothes, than any possession, than any position, than any position in work or society that we could have. It's almost as if God in the gospel is telling us, child, you're beautiful already. You're wonderful. I am madly in love with you already. Do not look too much to add to your beauty, because nothing is missing. People always wondered, why did monks take the vows of poverty? Why do monks take a vow of poverty? So that they can focus on the beauty and the wealth that they already have. Life is full of clutter. It's full of words. It's full of sounds. How many people now during the virus says, I have time to think about my own life? In Citizen Kane, the famous movie by Orson Welles, there's a character that says, it's easy to make a lot of money if all you want to do is make a lot of money. It's very easy to do something if you focus. Poverty and the vow of poverty is not to remind us that we are poor, but to get rid of the clutter so that we will not forget how rich we are already and how great and beautiful we are. You would think the gospel wouldn't have to remind us that we have to invest in ourselves, that we have to remind us ourselves that we have everything we need for happiness already. Life is full of tensions, but our dignity and our happiness is in our own lives. It's in our own choices. It's in our own faith. It's what we think about, and it's what we do. So let me just make this one little suggestion. During this time of the virus, we hear so much about sickness and disease and death and social unrest. Pick up a good book and put beauty in your life. Look at a good painting and put beauty in your life. Think good thoughts and put beauty in your life. So much of what we hear can determine a sad message. That's why it's so important to be reminded, as the gospel reminds us today. You think the birds are taken care of by God? You are much more important than they are. God will take care of you. Put beauty and joy in your life by what you see, what you think, and what you do. Slava Isusu Christu.